Nirhetu can sahetu means causeless gurudrohi and with cause. If father, mother are abusing them, or they are and doing anything, then they will do. And somarbo, whether they do or not, they are always against father and mother or gurujan. That they are called gurudrohi. In them, sahetu, with cause, they do gurudroha to their guru and father mother, they are less aparadhi, but yet they are aparadhi.
Who is that? Which one is that?
Father and mother are innocent, but yet son is doing or disciple is doing something to their gurudev and father mother. They are more. Those who abuse their father, mother without cause, so they are more culprit. But both are gurudrohi. He is telling that father and mother and guru has nourished and given everything to that shishya and son. But they are not serving them. In this sense, they are guru drohi. So, it's three kinds of guru drohi. They don't do bhajan to their parents and. See, in this, we see that. The first question answer is one udaharan,
example.
And in second, two. What two kinds?
Those who are merciful and those who are affectionate.
And in third question,
fourth.
In third question, answer, he is telling six kinds of examples. Six. Atmaram, Atmakam,
Akritagya,
Akritagya,
Gurudrohi.
Three kinds of
Gurudrohi. So, these are of nine kinds. So, Krishna told that I am not among these nine. The gopi began to think how he is not guilty of all sevens. So they will hear in this another sloka when Krishna will tell that Naham tu, I am not among these, then they will think that how Krishna is not among these nine. Tomorrow you will discuss about this.
Maharaj, why is Guru Druhi one of the categories, since the gopis are not guru, they're not parents and they're not guru? So why is that even considered as one category?
Krishna is giving example of worldly things, and he is telling that you have served me, so I would have to serve you. And if I am not serving, then I am Guru Drohi. But I am not in this category. Why not? It will be told in tomorrow.
Next sloka. Engage us tomorrow.
in the time of Baldev Vidyabhushan, his commentary, Vishwanath Chakravarti. But yet he has done. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has not, and he has not dealt with all these things. What he thought good, he has written it as a Rasik Vaishnava. But Baldev Vidyabhushan has read all the Gita Bhashya by Madhusudan Saraswati, Shankaracharya, and after that, so many persons who have done commentary on Gita. And they have written about Vaishnava, against Vaishnavism, bhakti. And he has tried to reply to them. Even this, indeed, is there are all pandits, those who know Sanskrit, are all Advaitvadi. All Advaitvadi. Here also we see that they tell that we are Vaishnava. We are in Baldav Sampradaya. We are in Madhya Sampradaya. But yet they are Mayavadi. Especially in Sanskrit schools, where there are colleges of Sanskrit, all pandits, top to bottom, are all Advaitvadi. So, but in Hindi, Baldev Vidyabhushan commentary is not found. If they will read, they are bound to feel that we should read this, and they will know that, oh, there is some argument against us. And they will bind to think about this. Because in India, all are Sanskrit persons, in Haridwar, Vrindavan, here and there. We have seen in Bengal, or here also, all Grihastha Pandits are all Mayavadi or Advaitvadi. Only for them, they are requesting me to do this. Because in Swamiji's commentary, these points are known.
If it's in Baladev Vidyabhushan's commentary is in Sanskrit, so the pandits already know Sanskrit. So why would it have to be translated
in Hindi? Because there are so many persons, they are qualified, they know some Sanskrit, but they know Hindi. I know that there are so many pandits, but that they can't speak and understand Sanskrit language. Even those who are MA, PhD, but we can understand without reading, without knowing Sanskrit, but they can. So they are requesting me. I have no interest to do it, but for their interest, I will have to.
So, bhajato pijantan bhajami sam anubritti brittaye yatha dhanu labdha dhane binaste tat chintayan bhrito nabeda
chala gaya
naham tu sakyo bhajato pijantan भजामि सम अनुवृत्त वृत्तये यथा धनु लब्ध धने विनष्टे च चिन्तयान्वितो नवे
न अहम तु आई एम नॉट अमंग देम खुलेगा उठाओ खुलेगा पूरा এ পাশে রেখা তো পিছিয়ে না আর ওটাকে খুলে দাও ইসে আড়া হতা হ্যায় আর ওটাকে খুলে দাও স্পেশালি
না অহম তু তু মানে বট না অহম আই এম নট অ্যামং দেম অ্যামং নাইন ভজতোপি জন্তুম
Bhajami isham anubhutta vritte. I don't bhajami, don't what word?
Reciprocate.
Whether he is serving me, he is loving to me, I don't love them. But I serve. But anyone does not see. How I serve? That he is giving an example of any jewel. If a very poor person by chance gets any very precious jewel and at once raptors. And at once or after some time he
loses it.
Or any word more good.
Loses it.
He becomes so much deeply thinking for that thing. For this, I had gone out of sight, that your dhyan, your meditation for me will increase. To increase your meditation, remember, I have done so. And I was very nikat, very nearer to you, and watching you, what you are doing. Is it increasing your meditation or not? And I was testing. But you were not seen. Now, Srila Jiva Goswami at first now he is explaining that gopis are examining how Krishna is Atmaram or not, Atmakam he is or not, or other things. And all the first three, first one, second two, and Atmaram, Atmakam. All they are examining and they are giving himself judgment that Krishna is not Atmaram. Krishna is not Aptakam. Krishna is not among them who loves and then he loves. Reciprocal. And he is not among them in second guru. What? Parents.
They love without return.
Return. But he does not love. He is explaining all. If he was Atmaram, he should not call us. No? He had called us.
And from boyhood we see, he always plays with us. And he becomes so much pleased to play with us. And when he does any reason, when we are not found for to play with him, he becomes sorrowful. So he cannot be Atmaramta. If he go to take water from Jamuna, he follows us. Anywhere he go to garden to
plucking flowers
to Brahman karne ke liye, to walk. He also anyhow makes any pretend and goes there. Always he try to follow us. So he cannot be Atma. And in the same way he cannot be Atma. If he was Atmaram, then he has no sense to move, to see, to have all these things.
Follow.
Atmakam.
Aptakam.
He cannot be. So it is asambhav. It is
contradiction.
Contradiction or asambhava?
Impossible.
Impossible for him.
What reason did they give why he could not be aptakam?
Because he has so many kams. So many kams. He goes to Yashoda Maiya and he becomes, he was thirsty, he was so much
hungry,
and to take milk from Yashoda, he goes there. If he was not hungry, and from bed he came to Yashoda and took his manthani in his hand. And he began to weep for and cry to be fed. So he is not able to come. Why he goes to the houses of all gopis and take makkha? Because he is hungry. After that, if he has no calm, then why he took all the dresses of gopis and climb on the tree, and he was so happy and clapping and
laughing.
Why he told us that you should do pranam naked? Why? So they are examining that he has so is come. He is not also like parent. He called us, was playing, but at once he
disappeared
away. Father, mother cannot do this. We are crying, we are weeping, but yet he could not. And loving each other, reciprocal, he cannot be that.
Merciful? Merciful?
Karuna. Merciful, no, merciful.
It left.
It is also a kind of desire to see anyone so unhappy, then the mood comes that he cannot be remedy if that person is have no remedy. So it is like a desire. So he cannot be able to come or like this. আর যখন তিনি বিরহ আরতি প্রদান করেন তখন তাহাতে পূর্বোক্ত সাপেক্ষ ভজন বা নিরপেক্ষ ভজন এই দুটি কোনোতে দেখতে পাই। সেকেন্ড থিং ইজ দ্যাট ফাদার অ্যান্ড মাদার ডু সাপেক্ষ ভজন অ্যান্ড নিরপেক্ষ ভজন উইদাউট কজ অ্যান্ড উইথ কজ ইউ রিমেম্বার সহেতুক অ্যান্ড নির্হেতুক But we see that he gives up birharti. Birharti means suffering for separation. And we cry, we weep,
we become mad, but yet he does not come. So he does not do nirpeksha bhajan or sapeksha bhajan. Without cause or cause, he does not do. So he cannot come among them. Next comes akritagyata. Akritagya means akritagya. He will
ungrateful.
What is the symptom of ungrateful?
That someone does so much service for him, but he doesn't reciprocate.
Upeksha karta hai. Upeksha, you know? Upeksha ka kya ho? This comes disturbance. Upeksha.
And don't care for him.
No. I was. Somebody. If I was pretending
neglect.
Here.
Neglect.
Mm.
You came here, and if I was sleeping, useless, nothing, no unhappiness to me, but yet, and I heard that you have come, then at once I let them go. This was negligence, to neglect. We see that he cannot be akritagya, because if there was negligence from him towards us, then it was akritagya. But we see that this is not fact. Why? He is answering that at first we saw that when we came to Krishna, following something, when we came to Krishna by hearing the flute voice, he told us, swagatam, swagatam.
Welcome.
Oh, have you reached here safely? Any?
Difficulty in growth?
Why you have come? You have come to tell me that any difficulty has come, any samasya?
In problem.
A problem has come in Braja. If any daitya has come there, demon has come. And you have come here to tell me this fact. Sometimes he becomes, he smiles, and sometimes he becomes grave. There is no way to know whether he is concealing something, cheating, or he is pleased, he is
joking,
or in fact he is telling. Anyone cannot grace it. But we see that when we came, he was so glad. And he was welcoming us. And he asked in a very rustic way. In a nirjan place, in a solitary place, to anyone who is so kishori, so beautiful, loving, and in Nirjan Pradesh, solitary place, where Jamuna is flowing very smoothly, very pleasantly, and all these sweet birds are singing, and so much sugandh,
fragrance.
All are the barn.
The arrows.
Arrows of Kamdeva are there. And to say anything smiling, it adds more to that bhav, Kambhav. So he cannot be like this. What this? Akritagya.
Ungrateful.
Not only one time, but he told so many times, and what he told, we could not guess any symptom to be akritagya. If he was akritagya, then he should be nirpeksha. You should go. He will not talk anything, no laughing, nothing. You should go at once. And he may return. But this, we did not fall. See, that's symptom. So it seems that he is a rasik. He is not akritagya. And after that way, it has been explained by Rasik Vaishnava that at the time of Bhramar Git, he has given a sandesh to gopis that when I told that you, that you should go. Because I told that no black night, no dangerous
animals
there. I have told you to serve your pati. I know that you know that I am
husband of husband.
So I have never told you to return and never to leave me. So he is a rasik. So he is not akritagya. अतः जे गुरु दोहितार सहित काठिन्यर कोनो भेद नहीं, से गुरु तायु। If we say that he is गुरुद्रो, you are गुरुद्रोही, because you are so much cutting, you are so much hard, your heart is so much hard. We were weeping so bitterly, crying, we became mad, we were going to die. But yet his heart could not simulate.
What? Sympathize.
Huh?
He could not be sympathetic.
Yeah, sympathetic he was. Nahin, dravit nahin ho saka.
It didn't melt. His heart didn't melt.
So, kathinya and gurudrohita are same. So he may be gurudrohi. Siddhar Swami has told like so. Jiva Goswami is telling.
Those were statements by Sridhar Swami?
Huh?
All that you told was from Sridhar Swami, not Jiva Goswami. What you just told.
Oh, Jiva Goswami. Oh, he has told very little. Here, Jiva Goswami wants to say that when gopis were asking first, they thought that Krishna is akritagya. Because we have left everything for him and leaving us, he became disappeared. So he must be akritagya. But now gopis are seeing that the Krishna is giving answer to our questions. You know Hindi?
He's trying to escape.
Krishna was easily
Escape.
escaped from Guru Akritagata. But he felt himself, he was caught himself in
trap.
Guru Drohita, worse. More worse than Akritagata. A female deer wanted to escape from a shikari, hunter. There were dogs. She escaped from the hands of dogs. To escape from dogs, she went in a side where so much blunder fire was burning.
Blazing fire.
She may be saved by the hands of dogs, but here she cannot. So they are telling that we will only...
We thought that you are...
No. हम लोग तुमको थोड़े से अपराध का इल्जाम बना रहे थे, लगा रही थी. We were... No.
The idea is that Krishna escaped from being... He thought that he escaped from the being blamed for being ungrateful. But now we will surely... He feels much worse off in this position, that the gopis have put me in the position that now I'm Guru Druhi.
This is the meaning, but I wanted to explain it by very good examples. No? But words are not common like this.
He's much worse off. This position is much worse.
And he... Krishna unwillingly, ऐसे उसे बच करके मैंने और वर्स्ट में चला गया. He died himself in worst position.
Yeah.
So Vrajadevi were satisfied and began to see
each other,
some smiling.
Now we have got him.
We wanted little, but he has given us so much. Or he is also telling, now Krishna is telling, O Sakhigan, O
assembly of friends,
what to tell about that I am doing bhajan. Even by not loving you, I'm best
well-wisher.
Best wish-wisher or bhajan-kari.
Best reciprocation.
So he is now telling. Krishna is telling, O Sakhi. Sakhi, I have explained someday.
Yes.
About all these slopes in the beginning.
In Bombay you do.
Having pranam bhav, sakya bhav, mixed among madhu sneha. Aur bhi batlaya tha na, kya kya? Madhu sneha. Having mercy. More than Chandrabali, Ghritasne. So here is most Susakha Pranay. More Unnata. Unnata means advanced. So, Sakha. Krishna is telling that I am telling you and always aisa samajhta hun. I think that you are my Sakhi. Then how I can be Atmaram or Atmakam? I always keep in mind that you should be always happy. I always try to please you, always. Perhaps you have seen my activities before. So I am not Atmaram or Akritagya.
Or Aptakam.
Or Aptakam. Kintu means I am not among nine kinds of lovers. Kintu, I am so much merciful to you, I am so much a lover of you, so much kritagya to you. Kritagya, you know?
Grateful to you.
Grateful. Mm. Grateful to you. And I am so much a rini to you also.
Indebted.
Indebted to you. That I keep you in a special heart. I keep all in my heart, all kinds of devotees. But for you, I have a special kind of affection or love. This is the meaning of Kintu. Whole world is among them. But I have a special affection for you. From outside, it is seen that I am not doing reciprocal. I am not doing bhajan. I do bhajan, but not like anyone in this world. My loving is of another type. Those who don't do bhajan, if anyone loves anyone, but he in reciprocal does not love, they are surely Atmaram or Atmakam. Otherwise, they will be Guru Drohi. Three. Atmara Aptakam Akritagya Guru Drohi. But I am not among them because I don't do reciprocal. If anyone doing bhajan, I don't do bhajan. Athacha mane, yet I am not among them. I told Param Bhakta Nara, that Naham Pachami Vaikunthe Yoginam Hrde Nacha Madhbhakta Jatra Gayanti Tatra Trishthami Narada. देखो तो वो है ए कौन है ए के रे नाम तिष्ठामि वैकुंठे योगिनां हृदये नच मत भक्त जत्र गायन्ति तत्र तिष्ठामि कृष्ण स्टैंड टू गो व्हाट इज द मीनिंग आई डोंट लिव इन वैकुंठ आई डोंट लिव इन
द हार्ट ऑफ द योगीस
But I don't live in solitary places, not anywhere. But I live where Mat Bhakta Gayanti Jatana. Where my devotees sing on Vishesh.
No.
Okay.
How do you say that? Vishesh, I got the uncle.
You were singing here. So I cannot be in Vaikunth anywhere other, but I was there. So you should know that what I tell to our Bhakt. It cannot be lie. To others, what I tell, it may be lie, it may be not lie. But Narad is my bhakta. To you, I can tell lie, because you are not my bhakta. What is the meaning? Huh?
Direct meaning?
Direct, any meaning. What is the meaning?
Because the gopis are not ordinary devotees like Narada.
But they're special devotees. They are not devotees. To be the same with lover. His whole heart, all indriyas, his mind, his mood, everything becomes lover. Then there is no shy, nothing. So gopis are the same next with Krishna. But Narada is not the param bhakta. He is devotee. Narada, he cannot do tilaggi.
Joke
cannot cut joke. He cannot tell anything like to Brajavasi Sakha, Brajavasi Maya, Brajavasi Priyatana. Nothing type of this, because he is Param Aishwarya Bhav there. In Aishwarya Bhav, no telling lie are there. So he is telling. So you should remember that I have told Narada. So it is.
Maharaj, the other day you said that Krishna said, because you're my bosom sakhi, my bosom friend, I can't lie to you.
I
cannot lie to you. I have to, whatever I say is the truth.
Hare Krishna may change his person so many times.
In every moment.
He moves.
He can change his mood and voice every in moment. Because
he can derive any meaning, new meaning here and there. Oh, thank you so much.